Today we're going to talk about Hishtachava'a Kriya on and Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim on Yom Kippur. We know during the Avodah there are various parts during the Musaf where everyone goes down to the floor and totally prostrates themselves on the floor. So someone came over to me on Yantif and said, you know, I just learned a halacha that all the poskim say that when you put a cloth down on the floor that it should be by your face, not by your knees. And I never knew that because everyone always does it by their knees. So I want to talk about this idea of Hishtachava, and particularly that halacha, and whether that's very critical or not. So the background is as follows. There is a Gemara Maseches Megillah Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us that Rav once went to Bavel on a Tainis Tzibur. Everyone fell on their faces, but Rav didn't fall on his face. The Gemara asks, why didn't he? And it says, Ritzpa Shalavadam Haisa, that the floor was made out of stone, and we know that you're not allowed to bow on a floor made out of stone. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, but lo asra Torah l'ritzpa shalavanim bilvad. It's only if the floor is made out of stone that it's also midaraisa to bow. So the Gemara says, well, then why just Rav? No one should have bowed. The Gemara answered that the stone floor was only where Rav was sitting, but the tzibur had carpet. Rav didn't have carpet; he had the stone floor. So the Gemara asks, so why didn't Rav get off of the podium, go down to where the tzibur was, and bow with the rest of the tzibur? So the Gemara gives two answers. Number one, he says, lo bai litrach tzibur. He didn't want to be matriach the tzibur to move out of the way for him or to accommodate him. And number two, iba yisema, Rav pishut yadayim v'raglayim hava ovid. That Rav did pishut yadayim v'raglayim. And the Torah asks pishut yadayim v'raglayim. Now, there are two ways to understand that answer of the Gemara. What does that mean, that Rav did pishut yadayim v'raglayim? How does that address the issue? So, one way of understanding it, that the Rishonim have, and this is the way the Rambam understands, and the way Tosus understands in Dibur Maskel Dibay Seima, the Raman Hilsavot Zor Perg Zayin Halacha Zayin, that when the Gemara says in the first answer that the stone was only by Rav and not in front of the Tzibur, that's Dochak. And therefore the Gemara didn't want to rely on that. The Gemara wanted to give an answer that would even assume the stone is by the Tzibur as well. So the Gemara gave the answer that Rav was doing Pishri Yadayim V'Raglayim, the Tzibur wasn't, and therefore only Rav was in violation of the Yisr. If that's the case, it would turn out that everyone else is totally mutter, meaning if you're on a non-stone floor, it would be totally mutter to do, if you're on a stone floor but you're doing less than Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, it would be totally mutter. The second way of understanding the Gemara's answer is that the Gemara still holds like the Yukimta of the first answer, that the Evan was only by Rav and not by the Tzibur. But the Gemara is trying to give another explanation, why didn't Rav go to the Tzibur to fall on his face since there was no Ritzpa Shalevin over there, and the Gemara holds that which we say that he didn't want to be matriach the tzibur, that's a little dochak, that he didn't want to be matriach the tzibur. So that's why the Gemara answers that Rav did pishut yadayim v'raglayim, so it wouldn't help to go to the tzibur, because pishut yadayim v'raglayim is usur even when it's on a non-stone floor. That is the sheet of the Gos Hashri. That's and it's quoted by the Beis Yosef in Orchaim Sim Kuf Lamed Aleph. So the question then is, when the Beis Yosef quotes the Gos Hashri, he says, okay, let's assume that's correct, that it's usur to do pishut yadayim v'raglayim even on a non-stone floor. Why? Why would that be usur, midrabanan, to do pishut yadayim v'raglayim on a non-stone floor? So he gives two possibilities. Number one, he says, maybe it's a gzeira shelo yavo lasos kein al ritzpa. It's a gzeira lest you come to do pishut yadayim v'raglayim on a stone floor. If you're in the habit of doing pishut yadayim v'raglayim on carpet, you may come to do it on a stone floor also. Or, says Beis Yosef, maybe it's a different idea. Maybe the concern is, and he quotes this from the Rivash, Simon Tuf Yud Beis, in the name of Rav Shri Ragon, that the chashash is that maybe underneath the carpet there's a stone floor, and the carpet doesn't count as a hefsek because it's attached, it's part of the ground. So maybe you actually are doing Pishri Yadayim V'Raglayim on a stone floor when you don't even realize it, and that's why it's Asur Midrabanan to do Pishri Yadayim V'Raglayim even on a non-stone floor, because maybe it really is a stone floor. Now the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Sim Kuf Lamed Aleph Sivches writes that it's Asur to bow on a Ritzpa Savanim, and he says Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim is Asur even on a non-stone floor, and the Taz says because we're gozer Atu Evan Mashchis Sha'asur Min HaTorah, that the Taz understands like that first understanding. Why is it Asur Midrabanan to bow on a non, to spread out on a non-stone floor? Taz understands because you might come to do Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim on a stone floor as well, and therefore the Rama writes V'chein Yasu B'Yom HaKippurim K'shenofen L'Aponeim. He says, either lean to the side a little bit, that's the first etza, but the second etza is put some grass on the floor so that you won't be in violation of this Isser. So that's what the Ramah writes. Now, the Ramah does not identify where the grass should be, if it should be by your face or by your knees. However, it is clear from several Rishonim that it's supposed to be by your face. It's an Achronim. The Levush in Kof Lamed Aleph writes, clearly, Nosin Ol Da'atzi Asavim Beis HaKnesset B'Yom HaKippurim K'dei Lahafsik Bein, Pinehem ubein akarka. The Rambam says, "Mneze nagu kol Yisrael latzia machzalos batek nesias artzus ba'avanim omini kash v'tevin lahavdil bein pinehem bein avanim." Clearly, an issue of the face, and that's what all the achronim they say, that it's such a terrible thing that the tzibur all messes up. They think that the whole mitzvah is to keep your pants clean, and that they only put it by their feet and they don't put it where their face is. What a terrible thing! In this sefer that I've fallen in love with, this Kovetz Halachos of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, he says Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky was miyashiv the minhag ha'olam, and he said maybe there's if the whole America does it, if minhag America is that everyone puts it by their knees, maybe there's a way to be miyashiv the minhag, and it works as follows. He says first of all, it could be that it's only Usher, when he says the lashon on the Rambam is that Eino loka ad she yifshot yada v'raglav al even v'nimtza kulo mutal aleha. The issur d'oraisa is when your entire body is on the stone. Any part of your body not on the stone, it takes away the issur d'oraisa. You're only dealing with an issur d'rabbanan. So since by putting grass by your knees, you're avoiding the issur d'oraisa, it could be that that's going to be helpful when it's not a stone floor anyway. When the issur d'rabbanan of bowing when the issur d'oraisa of bowing on a stone floor is solved by having any part of your body not on the stone, the issur d'rabbanan of bowing on a non-stone floor should be solved by having any part of your body not on the floor, by having that hefsek. And just to elaborate a little bit, what he says is as follows. Prima Gadim wonders, why is it that putting something down helps? If the reason is that it's a gezeira that you might come to bow on other floors, so it doesn't make any sense that it should help to put something down. I understand if you're concerned that you might actually be on a stone floor, so it helps to put something down because now you have something being mafsik, right? Because there might be stone underneath the carpet. Carpet's not mafsik because it's part of the floor. Well, putting something down will actually help. But if it's all because of a gezeira that you might get confused, you might actually bow on a different floor that's made out of stone, why would putting something down help? So he says, Prima Gadim writes that it helps because it's a hacker. It serves as a hacker that you should realize that it's not so pasha to bow. So says Shmuel Kamenetsky, does it matter if the hacker is by your face or by your feet? Doesn't make a difference. As long as you have a hacker, the whole point is that you should realize that there's something different over here, that you shouldn't come to bow on a different floor that's made out of stone. So it doesn't really make a difference if the hacker's by your face. And what about the shita that's concerned that there's actually stone underneath you right now? Well, for that, it solves it, like you said before, it solves it if you have it anywhere, as long as your entire body is not directly on the stone. So he thought you could be miyashev that minute. Furthermore, he says, we don't even do pishri adayim raglayim. People don't spread out completely on the floor. They bow down, they bow their heads down and put their hands on the floor a little bit, but they don't do full spreading out of their hands and the legs, and therefore what we do wouldn't even be usr at all on a carpeted floor anyhow, and therefore we don't even need anything anyhow. So it's not a big deal if you put it by your knees, and therefore he didn't think it's worth making a big stink about. It's interesting, in the Shaar Tzion, he sounds like he assumes that we do Pishut Yadayim Raglayim. But the truth is, if you look around, most people, I'm told Rav Chaim Ilson does Pishut Yadayim Raglayim, but most people you look around do not actually do Pishut Yadayim Raglayim. Someone asked me if women are supposed to do Pishut Yadayim Raglayim, they're supposed to do the Krios on the floor on Yom Kippur. So the truth is, I don't know, but I do know that Rav Shechter said that Rav Salvechik said that when he was growing up in Eastern Europe, the women never did this bowing on the floor. When he came to Berlin to study university in Berlin, and he went to shul, he noted the women all did the bowing on the floor. And he got to thinking, why? I have no idea what the women, if you ask me what the women do in my shul, I possibly have no clue. I have to ask my wife. I don't know. I think some women probably do, some women probably don't. But should they or shouldn't they? Sort of Salvechik said that he could be miyashiv the minhag of Eastern Europe why they didn't. And that is that he says the yisod of the requirement of ishtachava is the requirement to be mishtachava when you enter the azara. Women never entered the azara. Women went in the Ezras Nashim, they didn't go in the azara. Now in the Ezras Nashim, didn't have Kedusha Zazara, there was no requirement of a Shtachava. Shechtu quoted Rashi, I'm not sure where the Rashi is, says that the reason they weren't Mekadish the Ezra's Nashim with Kedusha Zazara was that a lot of times women are pregnant or whatever, or nursing, whatever, it's very difficult for them to stand the whole time. The Allah is in the Azara, and Yeshiva Bazara, Al Machz Bidov Bulvad. Only a Melech is allowed to sit in the Azara. So you don't want a woman standing there the whole time, so they decided to make it easier for the women not to be Mekadish the Ezra's Nashim. But one of the effects of that was that there was no din of Shtachava. Memela, there would be no requirement for women to do a Shtachava bizman hazeh. That doesn't explain the Western European minhag, only the Eastern European minhag. But okay, so we'll leave it at that.